Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Roadblocks to Hell, the Journey to Repentance. In this session, we'll be looking at Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, missing the mark. Let's read that text, Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You know, when I'm throwing darts, and I'm not that good at darts, I miss the bullseye a lot. Missing the mark. That is sin. Sin is defined in the Bible in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness. And sin is lawlessness. Sin is a simple disregard for the laws of God. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 3 regarding sin says, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. We were by nature children of wrath. That's inherited sin. The Bible refers to it as imputed sin. Romans chapter 5, verses 12 to verse 21. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned, for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, sin reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation, but the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In that passage, we have explained both the problem and its solution. Adam was infected with the disease and passed it to everyone. Kind of like a flu running through a house. And Jesus executed the cure, making it available to all. Hebrews chapter 7, verses 9 and 10 provides an illustration which helps us understand the imputation of sin. Hebrews 7, verse 9, even Levi, who receives tithes, paid tithes through Abraham, so to speak, for he was still in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. So, Levi being in the loins, meaning that he was going to be a descendant of Abraham, when Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek because he was in his loins as a future descendant, Levi also paid tithes. He was credited with having paid the tithes. So our sins are so varied too. I mean, we sin through actions, through words, through attitudes, through motives, and even through thoughts. Look at Romans chapter 3, verse 9 down to verse 18. What then? Are we better than they? Not at all. For we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous. No, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good. No, not one. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues, they have practiced deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. As we begin this study on roadblocks to hell, let me close this brief introduction session with a few thoughts from John's first letter. 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 to verse 10. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. As we begin this study, you give thought to that, the whole issue of what sin is. And you have a great day.